Listening. Listen to the text and choose the answer which fits best according to what you hear. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task.
Today we're talking about trash. The average American household produces about 1,600 pounds of garbage per year. That's about 726 kilos. 29 pounds per week per person. That's about the size of an average two-year-old. A two-year-old's worth of trash per person per week. It's totally mind-boggling. But today's guest is an exception. I'm thrilled to welcome Lauren Singer, who's living a trash-free life in New York City. Well, almost trash-free. She can fit all the trash she's made in the last 4 years into a mason jar. Lauren's the founder of Trash is for Tossers, a blog dedicated to showing that leading a zero-waste lifestyle is simple. And she's also the CEO of the Simply Co., making organic cleaning products that are safe for your home, your body, and the environment. Lauren, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm thrilled. So can you tell me this mason jar life adventure? When and how did it start?
Everything kind of started for me when I was in college. I went to NYU and I studied environmental science. In my senior year, when I was finishing up my studies, I was in the environmental studies capstone course, which is the last course that you have to take as an environmental studies major. And there was a girl in this class that every day would bring this big plastic bag full of her dinner. So it would have a clamshell made of plastic full of food. It would have a plastic fork and knife, a plastic drink, and then a bag of chips, obviously packaged in plastic, and she would eat everything and just throw it away. And I thought that it was really weird that someone studying environmental science, someone that had, you know, pursued that topic of study for the past 4 years, was being so wasteful. And I would kind of get mad at her and stare at her and think mean things about her, but I never really did anything. And then one day after class, I went home to make dinner and I opened up my refrigerator and I saw for the first time that every single thing in there was packaged in plastic with zero exceptions. Everything from my eggs to, you know, my milk to my lettuce that I was buying pre-washed and packaged, everything was packaged in plastic. And I started looking around my apartment and I noticed that all of my beauty products were packaged in plastic. All of my cleaning products were packaged in plastic. And most of my clothing was actually made of synthetic fabric, so made of plastic. And I had this moment where I was like, oh my gosh, I've been so hypocritical for judging this girl when I'm just as bad, if not worse. And on top of that, I've been protesting the oil and gas industry for 2 years, and I'm actively consuming one of their biggest products on a multi-time daily basis. So there was such a disconnect. So I made a decision to stop using plastic. And from there, I realized that I couldn't just buy my way out of using plastic. I couldn't go to a pharmacy and buy plastic-free products. It's a function of our society. Everything is packaged in plastic. So I had to make a lot of my own products. And that's kind of how I found out about the zero-waste lifestyle, through learning how to make products myself. And when I learned about a zero-waste lifestyle, it was the most empowering thing I've ever learned in my life, because I thought lessening my environmental impact meant not using plastic, but realizing that I didn't have to make any trash at all. To me, there was no better way that I could find to align my day-to-day life with my values for environmental sustainability.
I can think already, like, if I have tried to go zero waste, all the obstacles I'd have, starting with getting out of bed, so toothpaste, right?
Totally.
You can't find a zero waste toothpaste, but
I make my own toothpaste. Yeah. And it was actually the first thing that I started making. So when I started transitioning to a zero waste lifestyle, I was like, okay, let me try this. And I tried baking soda and I was actually like, wow, this kind of works, but it's really salty. Is there anything that I can do? So I started adding coconut oil, a little bit of stevia, which is a natural sweetener to sweeten it up, and essential oils of peppermint or cinnamon, which are naturally antibacterial. And I realized that with four simple ingredients, I could change one major contributor to trash in my life, which was toothpaste tubes, and it was a lot less expensive and just as effective and totally organic and no synthetic ingredients. And I had control for the first time of what I was using as a toothpaste, and it felt really good. So that's kind of what helped to motivate me to make more products of my own.
And do you think it translates? Because I grew up in a relatively small town. I spent most of my time in Toronto, but I grew up in a small town. Do you think it's different living in a big town like New York City versus somewhere in middle America? Like, do you think that this is applicable across the country?
I've traveled extensively across the United States in the past 4 years. I had to apply the way that I was living to different places, whether San Francisco or LA, or when we were traveling back and forth. And I found that every single place that I've been able to easily live this lifestyle. It's just about having the resources to do so and the motivation to be consistent no matter where you are.
That's amazing.
Now listen again, then read the text below. You will notice that some ideas coincide and some differ. Answer the following questions by choosing A, if the idea is expressed in both materials, B, if it can be found only in the reading text, C, if it can be found only in the audio recording, and D, if neither of the materials expresses the idea.
Today we're talking about trash. The average American household produces about 1,600 pounds of garbage per year. That's about 726 kilos, 29 pounds per week per person. That's about the size of an average two-year-old. A two-year-old's worth of trash per person per week. It's totally mind-boggling. But today's guest is an exception. I'm thrilled to welcome Lauren Singer, who's living a trash-free life in New York City. Well, almost trash-free. She can fit all the trash she's made in the last 4 years into a mason jar. Lauren's the founder of Trash is for Tossers, a blog dedicated to showing that leading a zero-waste lifestyle is simple. And she's also the CEO of the Simply Co., making organic cleaning products that are safe for your home, your body, and the environment. Lauren, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on.
I'm thrilled. So can you tell me this mason jar life adventure? When and how did it start?
Everything kind of started for me when I was in college. I went to NYU and I studied environmental science. In my senior year, when I was finishing up my studies, I was in the environmental studies capstone course, which is the last course that you have to take as an environmental studies major. And there was a girl in this class that every day would bring this big plastic bag full of her dinner. So it would have a clamshell made of plastic full of food. It would have a plastic fork and knife, a plastic drink, and then a bag of chips, obviously packaged in plastic. And she would eat everything and just throw it away. And I thought that it was really weird that someone studying environmental science, someone that had, you know, pursued that topic of study for the past 4 years, was being so wasteful. And I would kind of get mad at her and stare at her and think mean things about her, but I never really did anything. And then one day after class, I went home to make dinner and I opened up my refrigerator and I saw for the first time that every single thing in there was packaged in plastic with zero exceptions. Everything from my eggs to, you know, my milk to my lettuce that I was buying pre-washed and packaged, everything was packaged in plastic. And I started looking around my apartment and I noticed that all of my beauty products were packaged in plastic. All of my cleaning products were packaged in plastic. And most of my clothing was actually made of synthetic fabric, so made of plastic. And I had this moment where I was like, oh my gosh, I've been so hypocritical for judging this girl when I'm just as bad, if not worse. And on top of that, I've been protesting the oil and gas industry for 2 years, and I'm actively consuming one of their biggest products on a multi-time daily basis. So there was such a disconnect. So I made a decision to stop using plastic. And from there, I realized that I couldn't just buy my way out of using plastic. I couldn't go to a pharmacy and buy plastic-free products. It's a function of our society. Everything is packaged in plastic. So I had to make a lot of my own products. And that's kind of how I found out about the zero-waste lifestyle, through learning how to make products myself. And when I learned about a zero-waste lifestyle, it was the most empowering thing I've ever learned in my life, because I thought lessening my environmental impact meant not using plastic, but realizing that I didn't have to make any trash at all. To me, there was no better way that I could find to align my day-to-day life with my values for environmental sustainability.
I can think already, like, if I have tried to go zero waste, all the obstacles I'd have, starting with getting out of bed, so toothpaste, right?
Totally.
You can't find a zero waste toothpaste, but you...
I make my own toothpaste. Yeah. And it was actually the first thing that I started making. So when I started transitioning to a zero waste lifestyle, I was like, okay, let me try this. And I tried baking soda and I was actually like, wow, this kind of works, but it's really salty. Is there anything that I can do? So I started adding coconut oil, a little bit of stevia, which is a natural sweetener to sweeten it up, and essential oils of peppermint or cinnamon, which are naturally antibacterial. And I realized that with four simple ingredients, I could change one major contributor to trash in my life, which was toothpaste tubes, and it was a lot less expensive and just as effective and totally organic and no synthetic ingredients. And I had control for the first time of what I was using as a toothpaste, and it felt really good. So that's kind of what helped to motivate me to make more products of my own.
And do you think it translates? Because I grew up in a relatively small town. I spent most of my time in Toronto, but I grew up in a small town. Do you think it's different living in a big town like New York City versus somewhere in middle America? Like, do you think that this is applicable across the country?
I've traveled extensively across the United States in the past 4 years. I had to apply the way that I was living to different places, whether San Francisco or LA, or when we were traveling back and forth. And I found that every single place that I've been able to easily live this lifestyle. It's just about having the resources to do so and the motivation to be consistent no matter where you are.
That's amazing.
This is the end of the listening section.